The Jupiter String Quartet performs tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The quartet in residence at the University of Illinois will perform Mendelssohn's String Quartet No. 2 in A minor, Dvorak's String Quartet No. 13 in G major, and a newly commissioned work by composer Katia Gauch. The Jupiter String Quartet came to the WIOL studios last week to perform selections from tonight's concert and to discuss the program and their 16 years performing together.
When I think of Mendelssohn, I certainly think of melody. I think of pulse, the being propelled forward, and certainly I think that Mendelssohn Quartet has those elements. How frequently performed is this Mendelssohn Quartet? And I guess so. Whoever wants to jump in and answer that is fine with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a very special piece that comes from when he was a teenager. It was the first quartet he ever wrote, even though it's titled Number 2. He actually composed it first. And it's a very unusual piece. I mean, Mendelssohn, interestingly, was more experimental and forward-looking when he was young. And maybe unfortunately, although his later music is great, he didn't evolve the way a lot of composers did. And when he was a teenager, he was in love with Beethoven's music, and he was really looking at the late quartets of Beethoven. So this piece is a little bit unusual for Mendelssohn's style. It's modeled after late Beethoven. It's very lyrical, very fervent music. You can kind of hear the passion of a young 18-year-old in the way it's written. And it's the first piece we ever learned together, so it's a very special piece for us. So,
yeah, I was going to say, yeah. A lot of young quartets, I think, are drawn to this piece as we were. So it's really nice for us to revisit it after a lot of years in the drawer.
How many years since you performed?
Was it 16 years ago or something that we first played this piece?
I think we played it since then a couple times.
We've come back to it.
Maybe about halfway through our time together. Mm-hmm. But it's been a few years, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I guess building on that, you meant 16 years together. That's a long time for a quartet to, mm-hmm. you know, stay together performing as one group. What do you think the secret to that longevity is?
Patience.
Well, I think for us, there are probably a lot of factors. You know, every group is different. But one thing that I think helped us is that we're all, I guess, pretty similar in age and sort of where we are in our lives, where we were mm-hmm. in our lives when we started. We were all just finishing school and sort of looking for the next step. And then when we, when we moved to Illinois, we're all starting to have kids and we all have young kids who are around the same age. So I think we all kind of, our lifespan kind of progressed at the same rate, which I think sort of helped in terms of our musical progression also.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I think having similar priorities both in life and in music is helpful too. Because you spend so much time together and, you know, juggling everything that's going on is difficult. So that makes things easier.
From the Mendelssohn, we go into a new work by composer Katia Gauch. How did the commission come about?
Well, it was a lot of piecing together different parties to support a great composer like Katia to write a piece for us. So there were discussions with Harvard Musical Association, and then we went to Aspen Music Festival and asked if they were interested, and it's just a lot of back and forth and figuring out a composer who everyone wants to commission a piece from. And luckily enough, everyone loved Kati's music before, and so we were able to let this piece be born. from that.
And we're excited because Krannert also helped, was part of the commissioning process, and they helped co-commission it, so this will be the first time we perform it here locally, which is...
Yeah, and speaking of performing at Krannert, what is it like to be on the stage in a room as large as Fullinger Great Hall? Probably not the usual space for a quartet to perform, but with the acoustics of that room, I'm sure it works wonderfully.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space. I mean, it's quite a large hall, but the acoustics support a 100-piece orchestra, or they can support a string quartet. But we have to remind ourselves when we get up there that we have to try to fill it. I mean, it's one of the bigger spaces that we play in. Yeah. But we're very lucky to get to call it home.
Yeah, you talked about that in a little bit, having remind yourself to fill the room. What are some of the differences for you performing, in a small recital hall as opposed to someplace like Fullinger Great Hall?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time in our dress rehearsals once we get into a hall wherever we are. One of us will hop out and listen, because sometimes you have to adjust the tempos a little bit so that they don't, for example, in a big space like that, you have to be extra careful that things don't get sort of washed out or run together. There's a lot of resonance, but it's also, you're pretty far from the audience. So we have to try to be a little clearer about how we play, and sometimes we will adjust the tempos or the articulations to make that happen.
And then closing with Dvorak Quartet 13, to me it sounds like a kind of a very well-rounded program that you've got for us.
Yeah, I would say the main thread is a kind of lyrical quality. I think all three pieces, even though they're separated by, decades and centuries, they have at their heart a kind of lyrical sensibility, which I think will make for a very beautiful program. Mm-hmm.
Visiting with the Jupiter String Quartet today, Nelson Lee on violin, Meg Freivogel-McDonough on violin, Daniel McDonough on cello, and Liz Freivogel on viola. Thanks all of you for joining us
today. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's the Jupiter String Quartet in concert tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. You can watch video of the performances you heard this morning in just a bit at willnews.org. Thanks to Sarah Edwards and DJ Roach for lending their video expertise to this project, and to Jason Croft for audio production assistance.